Dale Pugsley turned 39 this summer, but it wasn't a happy birthday. He spent more than half of his life in Virginia prisons and could very well die there for something he did when he was a kid.
I was 18 years old, and it was a crack deal. I was selling drugs. I grew up selling drugs to my father. You know, I was in a real dysfunctional household, and I'm not making excuses, but that was my life. That's what I knew. I had been in and out of juvie since I was 14 years old. I mean, I was a career criminal by the time I was 14.
And that meant being ready to defend himself.
I had a gun, 25 automatic. Me and the guy got to arguing over crack. He was refusing to pay me. I pulled out the gun really to intimidate him. And he tried to take it, and I shot him and killed him. I say accidentally because it wasn't my intention to kill him.
Pugsley was charged with second-degree murder. Sentencing guidelines for the crime dictated a prison term of 5 to 40 years, but Pugsley got 58. The jury might have assumed he would be eligible for parole, but it had just been abolished in Virginia, and courts were not telling juries about the change. Pugsley settled in at Red Onion Prison in Wise County and began the education he didn't get outside.
I came at a time where older guys were giving you books. Conversations were happening back then. You know, what does it mean to be a black man in America? What does it mean to be a prisoner in America? How much should you be held accountable for being a victim of certain circumstances? You know, does society owe us anything?
One of them lent him the selected works of Vladimir Lenin. But Pugsley wasn't much of a reader. He asked his mentor for a simple explanation, a summary.
He's like, man, hell no. Take my dictionary. I don't give a damn. It'll take you 3 days to read 3 pages. You read it, you come back, and you tell me what it means to you, man. Now, I'm at the level where, you know, I read and study all the time by myself, and I pay it forward. I try to do the same thing with some of the younger guys.
He was transferred to a lower security prison in Buckingham County, where he worked with professional counselors to help fellow inmates manage anger and address substance abuse. And he talked to them about the way Virginia handles people convicted of crimes. A 2012 study by the Pew Charitable Trust found on average, this state has the fourth longest prison sentences in the nation.
There's something wrong where you only have 9% of the general public that's African-American male, but 65% of the system is African-American male.
After he started organizing other prisoners around these issues, Pugsley was transferred to the Augusta Correctional Center. There he continued his work, pointing out that inmates make less than $1 an hour to manufacture license plates, furniture, and clothing for a state-run corporation.
Able to exploit our labor because we're not protected by the Fair Labor Standards Act and we're not protected by Virginia's Minimum Wage Act. And we're talking about an agency that makes nearly $100 million a year off prison labor.
The state was spending less than $2 a day to feed each inmate. It had been sued and lost in court for providing inadequate medical care. And Pugsley said the staff was not large enough to ensure prisoner safety. The Department of Corrections refused to discuss Pugsley or his complaints with us, his claim of understaffing, but it recently offered to pay prison guards an $8,000 bonus if they would transfer to a job in Augusta. As for Pugsley, he's been transferred 5 times in the last 20 months, and he claims to be stuck in solitary confinement for speaking out. We'll explore that charge in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.